Blog Talk Radio.
Do it for me. Oh Lord, do it for me. Oh Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
Thank you.
preacher to do it right now.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Our wonderful host tonight coming up after another song is Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up shortly. Y'all get excited. This is Straight to the Point. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Straight to the Point with your host tonight, Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be bringing the word to you, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been having a great time with Elder bringing that word in the past. And we thank God for Elder right now. We thank God for you listening, those listening all across the globe. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. That number, 347-843-4559. You have no idea who will be blessed tonight by that message that Elder's going to bring. Guys, that number, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number. You should be texting that out, sending it out right now, at least 10 to 20 times on your platform, ladies and gentlemen. Use that social media. Let people know that Straight to the Point is live tonight with Elder Hembrick coming up. God bless you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get started here. Well, guys, give you another wonderful song that Elder has selected tonight. He'll be up after this next song. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick tonight. God bless you.
And you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord while you and wondered when will it be. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And you will see the goodness.
Make a declaration in this room.
You will see the goodness of the Lord
while you live. Donnie McClurkin.
You cried and you prayed.
My God.
Prayed and cried. And it seems as if it wasn't enough. Oh my.
He's always there.
He's always right there.
Right there
to rescue you.
And you will see the goodness.
And you will see the goodness of the Lord.
Promise that I will see his goodness in the land.
This is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be up in a few seconds here. Y'all better give God some praise for this wonderful broadcast tonight. Amen. 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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point. And without further ado, let's go and bring in Elder Hembrick tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Brother Hembrick, welcome to the broadcast.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Such a wonderful day it is. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to first give an honor to God who sent in my life. Thank him for that, allowed me to play them, allowed Elder Vaughn to play those two, selections, one by, Cortez, the colleagues of Cortez, and the other one by, McClurkin, Donnie McClurkin. You know, God is so good and so worthy to be praised. The song said, God would see the goodness, you would see the goodness in the Lord. And I'm just saying, it's just so wonderful and just so marvelous that we got a chance to give God some praises today and give God some glory, because he deserves all the honor and he deserves all the glory. God, you are so wonderful and you are so great. God loves you. God loves us today. God wants you to know that God loves us today. God loves us today. I've got to say this again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, this is a good day. I'm just excited about this day. This is Monday, the December the 11th, just a couple weeks away, and it'd be Christmas time. I mean, my God, we done got this far in the year. This is the 12th month of the year, on the 11th day of the year. Praise God. Glory to his holy name. I'm telling you, we have so much, my brothers and sisters, to be thankful for tonight. We can just give God praises, give him glory for what he has done and what he's about ready to do. You know, God is just an awesome God. He's so worthy to be praised. And I give him glory tonight. I give him praise tonight. And I go into my message tonight. I want to pray first, but I just want to say this. When I go into my message tonight, I'm just sitting there while I was listening to the songs on the radio, and I was just listening to them songs and meditate, and, you know, asking God to keep me humble. I mean, that's an awesome thing. You can ask God to keep you humble so you won't get too far beyond yourself. Because sometimes we can get out of our own way and mess up stuff. So we have to ask God to keep us humble so that we can see the goodness of God. My God, hallelujah, glory to his name. Oh, God, I just thank you tonight. I just praise your name tonight and glorify your name tonight. Lord, eternal Father God, we come before you tonight, God, to thank you, God, to give you praises and give you honor tonight, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are my strength, Lord. You are my redeemer, Lord. God, I just want to thank you tonight and give you glory tonight, God. I want to give you glory for Dr. Henderson tonight, God. I ask that you bless her tonight, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you bless my wife tonight, prophetess tonight. Give her, oh, God, just keeping her, God. Oh, God, I thank you for her, God, and I praise you for her, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this straight to the point, Father God. I thank you that I'm having the opportunity, that I get the opportunity every second Monday to come on the air. God, I'm so humble, God, because this is international radio, friend. We just go all the way live, God, and I'm just so thankful, God, and so grateful tonight, God. Thank you, God. I thank you tonight, God. I thank for everyone that's on the line right now, and I thank you for the ones that will be coming on later. Oh, God, I just thank you, the ones that will be listening later. God, I just thank you and give you glory, Father God. Oh, God, you're worthy tonight to be praised. And I just come to lift up holy hands. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. My brothers and sisters, as you know, we've been going through the 12 steps and each and every second Monday. And today we're on the seventh step. And the seventh step is a step that we're going into now. These last five steps that we're going into now, and it's going to be some steps where we have to look at ourselves and get ourselves together and forget all about the foolishness that we went through. We went to the first six steps, and that kind of taught us how to seek God as your personal Savior, how to admit that you know you're powerless. And all those kind of things. But now we're in the seventh step, and the seventh step says, we humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. We humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. And tonight, my brothers and sisters, we're coming out of Isaiah, the 57th chapter, verses 1 through I want to read all the way down to the end, verses 12 to 21. Lord, have a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Let us begin. 12 says, now I will expose your so-called good deeds that you consider so righteous. None of them will benefit or save you. Let's see if your idols can do anything for you when you cry to them for help. they are so helpless that a brief of wind can knock them down. But whosoever trusts in me will possess the land and inherit my holy mountain. My God, thank you, Jesus. I would say, rebuild the road. Clear away the rocks and the stones so that my people can return from captivity. The high and the loft one who inhabits the eternal of the Holy One says this, I live in that high and holy place with those whose spirit is contrite and humble. I refresh the humble and give new courage to those who repent heart. For I will not fight against you forever. I would not always show my anger. If I did, our people would pass away. My God, Jesus, pass away all the souls I have made. I was angry and punished these grieving people. I withdrew myself from them, but they went right and right on sinning. I had seen what they do, but I will heal them anyhow. My God. God said he will heal them anyway. My God. Hallelujah. Woo. That's powerful right there. God said, I will heal them anyway for their sins. Even though they committed sins, God said, I'm going to heal them anyway. My God, Jesus. I will lead them and comfort them who moan. Then words of praises will be on their lips. May they have peace, both near and far, for I will heal them all, said the Lord. But those who still reject me are like the restless sea. It is never still, but constantly crooning up and immersed in dirt. There is no peace for the wicked, said my Lord. Jesus, keep me near the cross. My brothers and sisters, tonight we're coming from in that 14th verse where it says, praise God, it says, it says, I will refresh the humble and give new encouragement to those who repent the heart. For I will not fight against you forever. I will not always show my anger. If I did, all people would pass away, all the souls I had made. I was angry and punished them, grieving people, and withdrew myself from them. But they went on being sinful. My God, they kept on being sinful. Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. You are so worthy to be praised. And if we go back up here to this 14th verse, where it says, I will say, rebuild the road, clear away the rocks and the stones, so my people can return from captivity. I'll be coming from that verse there, clearing the mess. My brothers and sisters, this seventh step represents a turning point in recovery process. Now, when I'm talking about recovery, I'm not just talking about drinking. I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm not just talking about smoking. I'm just talking about recovering from anything you got. Recovering from looking at them pronos. Recovering from not treating your spouse right. Recovering from not treating your children right. I'm talking about recovering from not doing the things that you need to do. Recovering from being angry and keep on sinning. Recovering from, I'm talking about recovery. We're talking about clearing the mess tonight. We're talking about clearing yourself up, clearing your body, cleansing your body up tonight. Straighten your life up today. Cleanse it from all unrighteous thoughts you have in your mind. All the prono, all the backbiting, all the fighting, all the shooting and all the killing, all the carjacking. God said, repent tonight. Repent tonight. God said, if I wanted to, I could kill you right now. I could kill you, but I don't wanna do that. I wanna show you my righteousness. I wanna show you my love. But you keep on doing the same thing. And God said, you gotta stop this. We gotta get it together, my brothers and sisters. We gotta turn this thing around. Because God is getting tired, and God is going to be coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkles. So we got to get it together, my brothers and sisters. We got to stand up. We got to stand up with the blood-stained banner. We got to lift up Jesus' name. We can't keep on going around and hijacking cars and guns and shooting people and just robbing people. We can't keep doing that stuff, my brothers and sisters. It says it's in the seventh step. It said we humble as he asked to remove and asked him to remove our shortcomings. See, we got to ask God because we all have shortcomings. And we have to ask God to remove our shortcomings. We don't want to admit that we have shortcomings. We don't want to admit to that because we think that we all of that. But we have shortcomings, my brothers and sisters. We got a clear way, clearing the mess away. We got to straighten up. We got to get on that straight and narrow path. We got to watch out for them rocky roads, them stony roads. We got to clean all that stuff. We got to get a smooth pavement. We got to redo that bridge because that bridge is not going to keep standing. The roads are rocky. We can't get through the rocky road because every time we step on them, we step on something we step on wrongness. We step on the roads and we're going to hurt ourselves. Our feet is going to get damaged because we keep stepping on them rocky and stony roads. We're not trying to build anything. We got to build tonight, my brothers and sisters. We got to get strong tonight. We got to live tonight. We got to grow tonight. Tonight is the night. Or straight to the point, tonight is the night that we clear this mess up. We clear all the things that we were doing. We got to clear that up. We got to clear this atmosphere. We got to clear the earth up. We got to redo things. We got to accept Christ as our personal Savior tonight. Hallelujah. We got to do it, my brothers and sisters. Our shortcomings may seem to be clogging our personal roads. See, we can't walk straight because it's all cluttered. Our minds, our body is cluttered. We got all this foolishness in us. We got to cleanse this. We got to cleanse our body. We got to cleanse this mess up that we done created. Nobody did it but us, and we got to cleanse it up. We got to clear it up because it's all cluttered. It's all messed up. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. But we keep on doing the same thing. When are we going to stop? When are we going to say, God, we are sorry for what we are doing? We are sorry for our sins. When are we going to stop, church? When? When are we going to stop? We got to take the time out and think about what we're doing. We got to cut all this foolishness out. We got to treat our families right. Your wife, your children, your aunts, your uncles, your grandmother, grandfather, great-great-grandparents. You got to treat people right. You got to treat people right in general. You got to treat your neighbors right. Hallelujah. You got to treat your neighbors right, church. You got to treat them right. You got to be thankful for where you are today and get that clutterness out your mind. Get all that filthiness out your mind. I'm talking about clearing the mess tonight. Is anybody clearing the mess tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. Glory to his name. Just because we are working the step doesn't mean that our life is what it should be. See, we're trying to work these first seven steps that we're working on. We've been working on. We're trying to get it together. But somehow, no, we keep going back to the same thing. We're not even looking at step one and say, God, I admit the fact that I was a homeowner. I was out chasing and running, doing drugs, doing alcohol. We got to admit that. Or I mistreated my wife. I mistreated my kids. I mistreated my pastor. I said something to him that I shouldn't have said. Or I mistreated my neighbor. I said something to my neighbor that I shouldn't have said. We don't go back and ask for forgiveness. We just keep moving on and keep doing the same thing. But I'm telling you tonight, my brothers and sisters, praise be to God, we got to clear this mess up. We got to clear this mess up because we got to stop all this foolishness we're doing because we ain't doing nothing but hurting ourselves. God getting tired of this. God is getting tired of this. God is getting really tired of it. He's giving us a chance. He said, I won't do anything to the sinners because I don't want to hurt my other people, my people that's following me, my people that loves me. Because, you know, God can come through right away and just kill everybody. But God say, I don't want to do that. God said, I want my people to be saved. I want them to live for me. Glory to God. And live for Christ, my brothers and sisters. Live for Christ. Christ is the way maker. Christ is the truth and the life. No one can get to the Father except by Christ. You got to go to him first. So let's get it together, my brothers and sisters. Let's get on the right track. Let's move down the line equally. Let's move down the left. Let's help one another. Not down one another or try to hurt one another. Let's love one another. Love thy neighbor as thyself, the Bible talks about. We're not doing that. We're hurting our neighbors. We're not going back, my brothers and sisters, and repenting. We're just hurting people. We're just killing people. We're just taking people's property like it's yours. These people work for a living. There's jobs out there. It might be hard, but there's jobs. You just have to look for it. It might not be what you want, but get a job. I mean, when I was coming up, I started working in the grocery store, serving papers. Served every paper in Washington, the New Star and the Post. I wasn't too proud to have a post job, to have to get up early in the morning and get up in the evening to serve papers, go to school, do it. I wasn't too proud for that. See, we are too proud. As I said, we got to clear this mess up. And we got to start tonight, my brothers and sisters. We got to start clearing the mess up tonight. We got to do it tonight. God really comes, and God will come into the mess and lead us out. But he will do it, but we got to want to do it. Excuse me. We got to want to clean. We got to want to get clean this mess up. See? We got to want to do that. But as it stands right now, we're not doing that. And I'm telling you, God is getting tired of it. He's going to come back. As I said earlier, he's going to come back with get a church without a spot or wrinkle. We got to get ourselves right. Get right, church, and let's go home. I mean, you know, you go out here and do what you do. Go out here and, you go out there and you go shoot somebody. You go out and take somebody's automobile. You go out and rob somebody, go into somebody's house and take their goods, destroying their Christmas holidays this holiday season, and you don't even care. You don't even care. You don't even care about them at all. You can't do that. You got to stop. We got to clear this mess that we're in, and it's going to take all of us to do it. God said, I'm not going to punish you because I don't want to hurt my people, the ones that care, the ones that love, the ones to do right. We are sinners and we're saved by grace. Yes, we are. But we can't keep doing the same thing. God forgive us. He said that he will forgive you. He said that. But you keep doing the same thing. You keep going out there and sinning. But it's time when God come back. But God is coming back, my church, my brothers and sisters. He's coming back. And you better be ready when he come back. Because you don't know the hour, time, or day he's coming. But he's coming back. But before he gets back, I'm trying my best to get us ready before he get here. We got to clean this mess that we're going through. We got to clear it. Me as a preacher, as a pastor, we got to do this. Now, I'm hoping I'm saying something tonight that it's helping somebody because we got to clear this mess up. This messy, God is our ultimate help in clearing the way to a better future. See, that's why we have to, that's why we need to accept Christ as that personal Savior. And I know people say, oh, yeah, Brother Hembrick, I'm saved, and I go to church every Sunday. I pay my tithes and I pay my offering, but right there after you get out of church, after you got through paying your tithes and offering, you go right to the store. You go right to that little corner store and get you a Budweiser, get you a Michelob, get you a Heineken's, get you a bottle of wine, Wild Irish Rose, and you know get that, and then you're doing the same thing. But you got, when you start going, you give your life to Christ, you got to get rid of, you got to stop all that stuff. You got to stop, you got to stop that. You got to stop everything that you were doing in the past. You got to stop it. You got to stop that stuff. You got to clear your temple. You got to clean your body. It says, my subject tonight was clearing the mess. We got to clear this mess up. He is looking forward to remove our shortcomings so we can be, can better avoid being tripped up. See, God is trying to help us because God has already told us that he's not going to do anything. He's going to forgive us for our sins. God said, I forgive you for your sins 70 times 7. And you got to forgive a person who did harm to you. You got to forgive them the same amount of time, 70 times 70. That's a whole bunch of times to forgive somebody. See, that's why the seventh step talks about being humble. Ask God, get humble and ask God to remove your shortcomings because you can't do it yourself, my brothers and sisters. You can't do it by yourself. So in a sense, you even try, you better go to God and ask God so God can help you to remove those shortcomings. That way he'll send you to somebody that will be able to help you. He did it for me. He sent me somebody that would help me for my shortcomings. When I have shortcomings, I go to somebody and talk to them. I talk to my wife sometimes. I go to something. And I say, I need to talk to you about this or talk to you about that. Because God, I went to God and God said, well, go to your spouse. Ask your spouse. You know, and then if you ask your spouse, if you get a satisfaction with your spouse, if you don't get a satisfaction with her, then you go to your pastor and ask your pastor to help you. But you try to get an understanding with your spouse at home of whatever's going on at home. You might be going through a difficult situation. You might be going through your children. It's not enough food coming in the house. It's not enough money coming in the house. Go to God first. Ask him to help you to remove those shortcomings that you're going through. So when your games get better, you understand what you've been through. See, you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, what you've been through. See, you just can't, you're going through stuff, but you got to understand that what you're going through, so you won't have to go through that again. And you can help somebody else not to go through it again. You can bring another brother or sister to church. And bring them into church. And show them, and they see the light. They see that light that's shining on you. Praise be to God. And they want to follow. What is Brother Hembrick doing or Brother John doing? You know, what are they doing? They doing something because I see something. I see that light on them, and I want to get involved with them. See, but we got to keep ourselves open up. See, we keep closed. We be closing ourselves up so much. We close ourselves up that we won't let nobody get in. It's like you had your fish all balled up. You can't get nothing in there if you got your fish balled up. Ain't nothing going. You can't receive nothing. When you give God the glory, you open your hands. You know, when you go to the bank to get from the bank, you go to your bank and get money, you don't go to the bank with your hands closed. You go to the bank and when the teller gives you money, you open your hands. This is what we got to do. To me, that's all we got to clear this mess up that we're going through, my brothers and sisters. We got to do it. We got to do it tonight. We got to do it tonight. And say when we come to him with humility and admit that we still struggling with many of our shortcomings, he will refresh us and give us courage. We need to continue the battle. See, you got to go to God. I keep saying this. I really want y'all to get this because you got to come to God. You got to see. We're gonna be in these next five steps. We're gonna be talking about getting into yourself. See, we already been to the inner. We going to the outer now. The end of it is that you're beginning to clean yourself, and now you start talking about your shortcomings. What went short in your life, or what you don't want to talk about. You got to start talking about those things now. You got to humble yourself to talk about those things, to tell somebody what you've been through. Tell somebody that you was a drug addict. Tell somebody that you was, you know, you drink alcohol. Tell somebody that you smoke. Tell somebody that you're a womanizer. You got to tell it. How can you, if you don't tell it, God can't help you. You can't keep, no, it ain't no more secrets no more. We trying to clear the mess up. God said we got to clear the mess up. Because our road is rocky and stony. So we got to get it smoothed out. See, we've been going across that bridge, and it's been stony. It's been stony and rocky. Every time you go to hit you, every time you walk, you step down, you hit a rock, or you go there, you kick a stone. See, now we talking about smoothing that bridge out. So when we go across that bridge, it's a smooth bridge. It's a smooth bridge, but we don't got on the other side of that bridge. Praise God. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to his name tonight. Glory to his name. I give God glory tonight. God is just so worthy to be praised. He sees what we do, but choose to help us anyhow. My God. See, that's the thing that bothers me. God knows what you're doing, but you try to get over on him. He don't know what I'm doing. God sees everything. God see when you're walking. God see when you're talking. God see when you're in that lottery line. God sees everything. God see when you out there, you cursing. God see all of that. You think God don't see it? He sees everything. God is everything. God is all around. God is omnipotent. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. God sees this, my brothers and sisters. And we got to cut this mess out. We got to cut it out. See, God said that he would forgive us anyhow. God said he'd forgive us anyhow. He would lead us forward, recovery, at one step at a time. See, that's why we're doing these steps. We're not doing them. I'm not talking to you about them, you know, going 1 to 7. I'm taking my time to do it right now. I'm at 1 to 12. I'm not giving to you all at once. I'm taking my time to give them to you step by step because it's take one step at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I ask. One day at a time. You know, I can't ask for no more than that. See, when I ask God for one step at a time or one day at a time, that's what God gonna give me because he know that I done got humble. He know that I done humbled myself. I humbled myself before God. And then I'm able to tell somebody else what God has done for me. I thank God for allowing me to get into these 12 steps. I got into them before when I was in the treatment. I did it. But God said, well, you need to get back into that again because the people out here need help. They got these treatment centers. Yeah, people are going to them, but people are not being real when they go in them treatment centers. They going in there just because they need to go in the job center in there. You got to go in there for you. You got to go in to get your life better. You got to clean yourself up. You got to put on a new pair of states you have because them old states you have, you had it worn out. They turned over. So you got to put on the new one. You got to clean that up. You got to get a brand new pair of states you have. Praise God. See, because them other ones, Stacey Adams, you had, or them gators you had, they all worn out. They done turned over because of the road you turned, walking over that rocky and stony road you walked on. And you done turned over. You can't do it no more. You got to straighten your life up, my church. You got to straighten your life up. God is good. God's good tonight. And God is worthy to be praised. I give God all the glory and all the honor tonight because he's just so worthy. He just so worthy. I want to read that 14th verse for you one more time before I close. And it says, I will say, rebuild the road. God said, rebuild that road. See, we got to build that road all over again and clear the way because the rocks and the stones and so my people can return from captivity. See, we got to get out of that captivity stuff. We got to get out of that foolishness. That's why we got to clear this mess up. We got to clear this mess up, my brothers and sisters. God be the glory tonight. I'm just giving God glory tonight and giving him praises because I'm just asking and seeking that, you know, clear the mess up. Clear that body up. And if you have to go back to step, all the way back to step one, read it. It's nothing wrong with going back. The Bible, you can go from Genesis to Revelation, or you can go from Revelation to Genesis. You know, you can go, but you go through the Bible and you flip the pages and every different things that you see, and it touches you. But we got to clear our body up, clear our mind up, and we got to do it together. We really have to do it together. Together we stand, divided we part. We got to do this thing together. God has already told us what to do. He just said he's gonna forgive us. He gonna forgive us for our sins because you don't want everybody. He don't want to kill everybody. He's not ready for that yet. But we got to get right with God. We got to get right, church, and let's go home. God ain't gonna take us back with no filthy body. I'm telling you, you either go to heaven or you're going to hell. What's your choice? I can tell you right now, I'm going to heaven. I'm making my way to heaven. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I'm making my way. If I make a mistake, I ask God for my forgiveness. And I know how to say I'm sorry. See, we don't say be sorry enough. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know, God is just so good and so worthy to be praised. You know, I'm just so thankful tonight. I'm glad that I had this opportunity to bring the word out tonight from Isaiah 57 chapter verses 12 to 21. And the seventh again was clearing the mess. I just hope that we clear this mess up, my brothers and sisters, because we in this mess deep, and it's going to take all of us. We all are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we are working. We trying to work hard. We got to work harder. We're not working hard enough. We soldiers in the army. You know, when you go through war, you're going to fight. You're going to go through some things. You got to go through it to get through what you need it. Go through that so you can get through on the other side. If you don't go through it, you ain't going to get there. If you want to stay, you know, get all up in that mud, stay in that mud and filth and dirtiness and filthiness and all that, and I'm sorry, that's on you, but that's not what God wants you to do. And we're here tonight. I'm here tonight to help you tonight to get out, to clear that mess that you're in. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior tonight. I'm thankful and I'm grateful tonight, and I give God the glory. I thank you, Elder Bond. I'm finished. God be the glory. You can open up the lines.
Oh, thank you so much, Elder. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us to listen to the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this powerful word. We got to talk about this one tonight a little bit there, Brother Hembrick. This is powerful.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, thank you so much for that reminder. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Brother Hembrick, we probably talked about this before, but when you brought the word, you got to stop playing. We've got to stop playing around here, ladies and gentlemen. For those listening to Elder tonight, we have to stop playing. For the Lord God said, for the believer, right? We're talking about the believer mainly. For be ye holy, for I am holy. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Folks, you got to study that. You got to want that. That's what Elder is reminding us, guys. We got to stop playing around. Matter of fact, how many times have I heard this one growing up? Man says, Kevin, you need to grow up. You have to grow up.
Yeah.
Time to grow up. The games, we're not little kids, folks. We're not children anymore, right? We're not little teenagers. Yeah. We're not young adults anymore. We have to grow up in the word, folks. Come on now. The milk time is over.
Amen.
Milk time is over, folks. You should be eating the meat of the word. That's what Elder's reminding us about. I was taking some notes to that night, guys. Also, too, Jesus gave us all the answers, folks.
Yeah.
We're making it harder than it needs to be, Elder. We're making it harder. Jesus did everything for us.
Yes. Yep.
All we got to do is live right, folks. Come on, folks. God gives you every tool that you need to make it happen each and every day. And last but not least, Elder, we got to be a little hungry for the word too.
Yes.
Got to be hungry. So thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. And we're just excited about the word of God coming forth. But guys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. I think with all everything going on the planet, Elder, I think a lot of people understand that, but then they got to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to take action, ladies and gentlemen. Faith without works is dead, the Lord says. It's dead. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, we thank God for Elder tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We had some people pop in and out. I guess folks are working tonight. We know whatever they're doing tonight, Elder too as well. So we thank all those who listen and who are listening later on as well. I want to turn it back over to you, Elder. Back to you.
Amen. Glory to God. I know God is good and word is good praise. And we know that, you know, people, you know, do jump in and out, but that's okay. Yeah. Maybe they come back later on and listen to it.
Yeah.
They got some time to probably try to get the kids ready to get ready for bed and this kind of thing. But God is good and so worthy to be praised. And we're going to continue to lift up his name, Elder, and give him the praise. I just want to thank you once again, Elder, for all that you do. I mean, wouldn't be a straight to the point. And I thank God that you, with your radio station block, Let's Talk Men. God is good, and thank God for anything as well. We saw fit enough for us, my wife and I, to be on her platform. We thank her, but she didn't have to do it. But, you know, God works like that. If you do the right thing, God will work it out for you. God will put people in your life to help you. And I'm a true believer of that. And,
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder. Amen. Yes, we'll listen later on. We put this out on the network, so I know people are listening either live right now on the internet or be listening later on. So thank you so much for that, folks, and those listening later on as we push it on social media as well. So thank you so much, Elder, for a great time. Also, we lift up Sister Lillian Hembrick as well, that allows you to come on as well. We lift her up. We lift her up in Jesus' name.
And
we want to also wish everybody a happy holiday, too. Happy holidays, guys. I think, Elder, you won't be back on until 2024, I think, now. Is that correct? I think that's right.
Amen.
So we want you to enjoy your holiday, enjoy your family. And we thank God for the word. Yeah, it's nothing like the word, folks. Nothing like the word. There's only one God, ladies and gentlemen, one Jesus and one Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Amen.
One Holy Ghost, my God. Thank
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. So, Brother Hembrick, any final thoughts for the holidays before we let you go? Any final thoughts for the people out there for the holidays?
Yes, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. The holiday season is coming up, and, you know, just kind of, I know you're going to be having fun, and you could be out shopping and getting this kid, get the toys for the kids and putting on their Christmas tree. And some people are putting up their tree now and don't have but a couple more weeks and then Christmas will be here.
And we want to
know why we're celebrating it. Christ is the reason why we're celebrating Christmas. So you want to thank God for his birth. His birth is not today. It's not the 25th, but we know what they're celebrating. We know what's going on with that. God, that's the day that they chose to pick. But the 25th. What not a better day than the 25th of December? You know, that's a great day. What not a better day than that?
Amen.
You know, we just came through the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and I hope everyone had a Thanksgiving Day holiday blessing and saw their families, and you still got families to be still traveling, and we pray for grace and traveling mercy, because people will be taking off of work pretty soon, probably sometime next week, and getting ready for the holidays,
you know, and, exactly.
so, You know, we want to pray for them because, you know, they're going to be having all kinds of things going on at work, parties and all that. Just be sure that you, you know, you drive moderately and be careful on the road and be safe. Pray to God and ask God to give you grace and travel and mercy as you go home, because the roads are busy. So many accidents going on these days. I mean, every time you turn around, there's an accident. Somebody hitting somebody. Yeah. You know, and the roads, the highways are really packed. I mean, they are really jam-packed. People are really traveling. So we just want to thank God. We want to, once again, we want to also, you know, thank my wife again for, you know, being there, you know, for her being the, you know, being the wife that she is. I'm just so thankful for her. I mean, she has really been a mighty vessel for me. She has helped me in so many different ways. I'm so thankful for her. And God be the glory to her.
Amen.
We pray for her healings and her healing.
Amen.
You know, God is going to heal her. You know,
yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Brother Hemberg, also, too, I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in touch with y'all on social media. And also, too, tell us about your book, how to get the books as well for this year, because we want people to know about it that want to order books and also get in touch with you on social media. Can you please share that with us tonight?
Amen. Thanks a lot. First of all, our ministry is it's called I Had Inner Healing and Deliverance Ministry. You can get in touch with us by emailing myself, sbhembrick@icloud.com or ladyhembrick@icloud.com. That's the Inner Healing and Deliverance Ministry. God has given us that ministry, and we're so thankful. We're so thankful, and we just keep doing it because God said do it. We're going to keep on doing it. You know, we're going to stay humble. We're not going to get out of our head, out of our lane. We're going to stay humble with God and let God help us along the way, because he's the only one that can help us. And also, we have a ABC book, and we have an ABC coloring book.
Yes.
And get the coloring books. They're very educational coloring books. It's for young and old. Let me say that again. For the young and old. We have the coloring books for the young, and we have the non-coloring books that's already colored for the adults to read to their kids. What a wonderful time to do it right now in the Christmas time. Read about Christ. Learn your ABCs at the same time. But your kids are going to be getting out of school for the Christmas holidays. Read them. Get that book. And you can get that book by getting in touch with Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. That's ladyhembrick@icloud.com. And she will give you the information. We also have a Cash App. That's Lady. We have Cash App $ Lady Hembrick. That's Cash App $ Lady Hembrick. You can always, you know, bless us. You want to be a part of the ministry? We will welcome you. We will welcome you being a part of the ministry. We'd love to have you, and you know, but you know, you ask God first what he wants you to do. It's not about. Not about us, it's about him. We're doing his work, the work for him. We would love to have you. And I'm going to give that Cash App again. It's Cash App $ Lady Hembrick. And the ministry is I Have Inner Healing and Religious Ministry. Amen. God is good.
Brother. Amen. Yes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, I also want to let you know, just to remind you again, that Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick can be also followed, and you can get more information on Facebook. Okay, just type in Samuel Hembrick or Lillian Hembrick. You guys drop them a note there, ask them more about their business, their ministry, and also to their wonderful, wonderful messages that they have on the network as well. So once again, the Hembricks are on Facebook. You can, it'll be one under Lillian and Hembrick, Samuel and Lillian Hembrick. And then Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick have their own Facebook page, I believe, as well. So you can reach out to them that way as well. Hey, also, too, everybody, if you guys have a podcast or if you have a television network show, anything, or you need speakers, please reach out to the Hembricks as well to have them on your program as well. Have them come on to your organization, to your men, to your families, and women, whatever you need there, guys. The Hembricks will be available as well. So hit them up on Facebook page and invite them out between now and next year, of course, to hit them up, become a speaker on your platform as well. They have a powerful message and they have a powerful presence on the internet right now. So we thank God for the opportunity to be with them as well. So Brother Hembrick, we thank you. Give God the glory and honor tonight in Jesus' name. Yes, yes.
Amen. I have one more thing to say, Elder, that we are on Facebook. Yeah, we are on Facebook every second Saturday.
Yeah.
Around 1 o'clock. You can see us on there. We're on there every second Saturday. And tell the Lord say otherwise, but every second Saturday at Facebook at 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock. You can join us there. You can see us right there on there. And you can see what we all about right there on Facebook. Thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a great year. Thus far, we got another year coming up, so we thank God for this year with you, our elder and his brother. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us or been with us, you've been listening to Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on the Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores P. Henderson. She is the visionary of Straight to the Point. We just give God the honor and glory for her tonight. Give honor to Dr. Henderson.
Amen.
So, Elder, also, too, we just bless your family, for my family and yours as well. We thank God for you and the rest of your family, all your relatives and friends and coworkers and people that you know. We just thank God for them, and we know that the Lord will cover them because we're praying that they're covered in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this, and we thank God for you as well, listening, those listening live, those that were on early. I know you probably was at work and had to go back to work. We appreciate you for that. A lot going on these days, so we appreciate your precious time. But we want to leave you with this, to remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other, ladies and gentlemen, and remember that Jesus is Lord. So I'll leave you with Brother Vershawn Mitchell. See you. See the Goodness with Donnie McClurkin. We're going to leave you this song again that Brother Hembrick shared with us. Thank you so much. Brother Hembrick, have a great evening. Have a great rest of the week, my friend. God bless you.
You too. Bless. Be
yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you for the word tonight.
You're welcome.
You will see the goodness of the Lord while you and wondered when will it be. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And you will see the goodness.
Make a declaration in this room.
You will see the goodness of the Lord while you live.
Donnie McClurkin.
You cried and you prayed.
My God.
Prayed and cried. And it seems as if it wasn't enough. Oh my.
He's always there.
He's always right there. Right there to rescue you.
And you will see the goodness.
And you will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see the goodness
of the Lord.
Oh.
will you see it?
Everybody say,
just live.
You're gonna live, yeah. Say, I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Goodness of the Lord is so good, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. And we give honor to Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson tonight. Let's give her a round of applause for programming and everything and getting the speakers together. Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank God for Dr. Samuel and Lillian Hembrick being part of the broadcast again as well. We thank God for their contribution and bringing the Word of God each second Monday of each month. Yes, thank you so much. God bless you. Hey, we want to bless you today as well. Thank you so much for those listening all around the globe. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Y'all take yourself to the next level in Jesus. This has been Straight to the Point. God bless now. Bye-bye.